is mentioned in the list of 12 Mahajanas by Yamadutas, and the Ajamil pastime is supposed to be quite ancient, whereas Bhishma was quite recent. So from the chronological point of view, if we see that surely the Ajamil pastime is being narrated by Shukadeva Goswami, so it must have happened long, long time ago. And Bhishma was just a little bit before Shukadeva Goswami or Suta Goswami, both of them. So yes, Bhishma, in general, that is described especially by the Goswamis, that the Lord and his associates, important associates, they are eternal persons. And when the Lord descends, not everyone in his pastimes is an eternal associate. There are other people who just happen to be there at that time, and they are very fortunate to be associated with the Lord. They may have done some bhakti, they may have done some punya, whatever. But they are not his eternal associates. Like they said that there are certain gopis who descend with Krishna from the spiritual world. And there are some other gopis who are sadhana siddha. And when they associate with Krishna's eternal associate gopis, they learn, they get training, and then they attain the spiritual world. So Bhishma is an eternal associate of the Supreme Lord. And he descends with the Lord whenever the Lord descends. And in that sense, when he is referring to Bhishma as one of the Mahajanas, he is not necessarily referring to the Bhishma who has come in this Kali Yuga. That Bhishma refers to a Bhishma who had appeared in an earlier age, and there also he acted in an exemplary way. Now the exact pastimes may not happen in the exact same way each time. There may say some differences are there in different yugas. But overall, the characters behave according to character. The way Bhishma is now, that's how more or less Bhishma will be in earlier life. And that Bhishma, whom he is referred to over here, is also a knower of dharma. Is that clear? Any other questions?